This is Twit.
Whoa.
I was taking off some plastic.
Oh, that's my favorite part. Father plastic. Robert, however, does not do that. He leaves the plastic on.
Well, I'm a jerk. here, put this on.
Yeah, well, hold on. I feel like this needs to come off a little bit better.
Yes, you're right, it does. I know. I just, you know, I feel bad.
The plastic, that's going to drive me insane.
Well, all right, I'll explain what's going on here. So for the first order of business for our hardware section today is a show and tell of the Lenovo Mirage Solo, which is, as you guessed it, a solo daydream standalone.
Kind of looks like headset. A smiley face.
It does look like a smiley face. This is the first daydream standalone device. No handset required. It's the first to utilize Google's World Sense tracking. Did it turn on when you?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely.
So I told Jason that it does this cool little thing where when you take it off, it immediately puts it into standby, and then when you put it back on, like everything comes back. Like, which is nice.
I want that to fit a little
so
bit tighter.
So you can adjust here in the back.
Okay,
and then there's also a button on the bottom of, right here, on the bottom of the device that you can use. Kind of like getting into a car, you know, when you're adjusting the wheel and all that, right?
It says, we're having difficulty finding your controller.
Let me give you the controller right here. Your nice tanned hand. Sorry. It's just, I noticed this very tan.
True.
I handed it over to you.
That's my Google I.O. tan.
So this,
okay.
The Mirage has got a dual 6 degrees of freedom tracking cameras inside
that.
It, which makes it a much more enjoyable experience than the phone, I will say. Like immediately off the bat, this feels a lot more, a much better experience than Daydream on the phone.
Yeah, it's nice.
110 degrees.
It looks like something out of a Daft Punk video.
Yes, I agree. You do look very Daft Punky.
Why, thank you. Yeah, there really needs to be virtual turntables in here.
Yeah, Burke just mentioned that it's too white, and white is not a good color for VR because of the reflection when you are putting your eyes in there. But anyway, so 110 degree field of view, and inside, for those of you who like specs, Snapdragon 835 with 4 gigs of RAM, so very close to what's inside a phone. 64 gigs on board with an expansion slot right there on the outside, and it runs what's called Daydream 2.0 operating system. So it looks a lot like the Daydream app on Android. It looks exactly like the Daydream app on Android. It's just that it has its own little, it's just that the settings are self-contained, and it's like its own little Android device. It has, and just so you know, it has a 5.5 inch display. Like, that's what you're looking at on the inside, which is also very interesting.
Burke
just brought out turntables.
You guys are messing with me now, aren't you?
Burke just brought out turntables to try and fit into the whole half. I can't reach your hand to the other side of the table. There's also a 4,000 milliamp battery in here, which lasts up to 2.5 hours, so not so far off from a phone. This thing is $400. I will say, same tracking things as the Daydream headset with the smartphone. Same tracking issues with the remote. I'm still having some issues getting that remote just sort of to stay in my line of sight when I tell it to. But the onboarding will, like, tell you to constantly fix it. So, there you go.
Well, hang on. This video that we just saw says it's got perfect fit and everlasting comfort.
It's
Jason, is that everlasting comfort on your head right now?
It's everlasting-ish.
I started to get a little uncomfortable after about 25 minutes.
It fits snugger than snugglier than the Daydream.
Are you in something here right now, or are you just playing around?
I am. I'm in a wooded environment. There's a deer just walked out in front
of me. Yes.
I've got a flashlight. I'm looking.
You're doing the onboarding. Yep. Yeah. The little preview.
Mm-hmm.
Jason found his way inside the virtual reality world.
I mean, but you know, the thing that I'm really interested in is this idea of world sense tracking, which basically means when you move around, you get closer to things as you would in the real world. And yeah, I mean, I'm sitting down, so it's kind of a limited example of it, but it looks really good. I would love to jump into like a nice big experience and be able to
use that a little bit more.
That really helps the AR experience. I'm sorry, the VR experience too. Is that motion tracking on your head? It reduces the separation between the natural environment and what's in the goggles.
Yeah.
So that should help the experience last a little longer.
Mike 25 is right.
Minutes. It is a long time within VR, so I could never last. I could never do any VR experience that long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike is totally.
There's a dinosaur back there.
It's not a dinosaur. It's a porcupine. We later find out. Sorry to spoil for you.
I also wanted to say that the advertisement that we're watching with those people moving their head in those weird ways is not compelling at all.
No, their official advertising.
It just looks awkward the way the, you know, that woman and the, those guys are moving their head around. You know,
it does not make you want to jump into the world of Daydream VR.
I will say that this is a much more accessible to for me than having my phone be the VR thing, because I don't want to give my phone up. And I also don't really want to cloud it with all that Daydream stuff. My phone is business. It's business and socialization. And when I'm in VR, I want to be alone. I want to be left alone. So here's your standalone.
Listen, the assistant can make all your calls and make your appointments while you can stay in VR land. There you
Precisely.
Go.
Precisely.
Well, you know what I like about this that I'm hoping wouldn't happen, that always seems to happen with like the Daydream in a Daydream viewer putting a phone in, is hot face. You know, after like 20 minutes, your phone's like super hot, and because it's right up on your eyes, you start getting that kind of
hot phones,
sweaty hot face feeling. And I don't think you get that. I'm hoping you don't get that in here.
No hot phones. There is also a little companion device that goes with this, sort of.
Okay, I can take this off.
You
now,
can.
Probably.
Are you okay? How are you doing? How are you doing?
No, it's
welcome
good.
Back.
I can't wait to play around with it a little bit more.
I would say it's a lot more immersive than the Daydream on the
phone.
Would you agree?
Yeah, having that sense of depth with the world sense really is a big difference.
It is. It is. It's getting there. So that's $400. About
that's expensive,
which is a lot of money compared to, well, I guess the Oculus is about the same right now, the Oculus Rift.
Mm-hmm.
The Oculus Go,
right?
Yes, the other ones you need a computer, which we're not going to even talk about those because they don't even matter.
Different,
because it's all about Android, not all about computers. The other thing, that little companion device, is this is the little Lenovo Mirage camera. So you've got two cameras right here. These are two 13-megapixel stereoscopic fisheye cameras that shoot at 4K UHD. It is cute. It is very cute in real life.
Is this how you do it?
You don't have a viewfinder. Oh, I mean, the viewfinder is technically on my phone. So actually what I'm going to do is bring up VR Way.
That's crazy.
We won't go over my shoulder just yet. So this is called a VR180 format camera, and it comes with an app called the VR180. So Jason's going to show you the hardware real quick. There's an expansion slot. There is a USB-C connector, and there are three different modes. There's photo mode, video mode, and then there's live streaming mode. So you can live stream to YouTube in 3D. Live stream in three dimensions. Yeah, and actually, Jason, if you want to turn on the power buttons on the no, that's the shutter button. The power button's a little one right next to the shutter button.
This one.
Yep, you got to press and hold it.
Okay.
Is anybody watching YouTube in 3D?
I don't know. Probably not, because there's no content for it, which is the point of
there you
this.
Go.
Yeah. Chicken and egg scenario.
So that's the point of it. And this uploads directly to YouTube and Google Photos as you need. So it's not connecting to the camera, which is troublesome. But, and actually, Victor, if you want to do over the shoulder, I can show you the app real quick now. Boop. So this is what it looks like. You could pan around. Now, it's a 180. There we go. How's that? It's a 180 field of view. So when you're not going to see anything behind you. Which, when I hung out with Lenovo, and you can see me a little LaCroix there in the corner. When I hung out with Lenovo, they mentioned that a lot of people aren't really using the full capacity of the 360 VR because a lot of time the action that's happening is in front of you, not behind you. So maybe it would be better just have the ambience focused. So that's the idea of the Mirage camera.
Yeah,
is
this
to have
makes
it
a lot
focused.
Of sense to me.
I haven't used any of the live streaming features, so I can't really speak to that. But you can hit it in VR. There's a couple little buttons here at the bottom, and then you can upload these to Google Photos and then view them on the Mirage. No problem. That's it.
Cool.
That's it, and that's going to cost you $300.
So these are not inexpensive.
These are not inexpensive toys.
Toys, yeah.
These are toys that you have to really trust in the process to spend the money. Kind of like how I did when I dropped $250 for the Google Clips.
Yeah.
And I had really hoped to get a similar experience out of the Mirage camera, something that would be Google Clipsy and make me want to like bring it out places. But like I just wasn't interested. I just wasn't interested in that 180. field of view. It's not really
I don't mind the 180 field of view.
It doesn't export very well to other formats. So, like, if you want to export it to Instagram, it's just, like, a nice photo. It looks kind of weird. It's just not really feeling it. Versus the Google Clips and the motion photos, which I find to be much more useful for my usage.
Interesting.
But well, I'm going to, you know, keep playing with them.
I also just received these. I have them hanging out in the office as well. So I'm going to give them a spin as well.
I want to know what your kids think about that standalone headset. That's what I'm...
Oh, I mean, they'll be nuts over something like this.
Because, and show them the camera, too.
Yeah. You know? Oh, for sure, for sure. It'll definitely be part of my time with it, is to see how how they do with it. So yeah, we'll take a look at that. Thank you, Lenovo Mirage and the VR 180 camera. What is that one called again?
The Mirage camera.
Mirage camera. Yep. That makes sense.